Episode 32, Recommendation Responses 1 through 389. The final question of the survey asked respondents to selection their number one recommendation to the bishops on how to restore belief in the real presence. Respondents could select one of 7 recommendations, one of which was the choice of other, which allowed participants to respond in their own words rather than selecting one of the 6 standardized responses. We would like to now present to you the open-ended recommendation responses. Response 1. Permit, encourage, and support the Roman Rite in the TLM in your diocese and move toward implementing all the above in both forms, NO and TLM. Response 2. Retrain priests to speak and act as if Jesus is truly present. Response 3. All of the above. We have never been taught the true Catholic faith. I am 58. They watered it down not to offend man, while completely offending the Trinity and the Blessed Mother, Mary. Response 4. Comprehensive plan to demonstrate reverence for the Eucharistic by all priests, altar servers, EMHCs, anyone who has a role in the Mass. Response 5. All of the above. Response 6. Publicly repent your sins against the Church, and call the faithfully to do the same. Response 7. Reminding all of the need to be in a state of grace to receive. Response 8. All of these things. Number 1 equals purge the Church of bad priests. The Church's success starts with its priests and the clergy. Practice and teach what we are supposed to believe. Our souls are in your hands. Response 9. All of the above and bring the Latin Mass back. We have to drive an hour and a half to get to a Latin Mass. Otherwise we would be going to the TLM always. Response 10. Promote the TLM. Response 11. Some aspect of the above. Unsure of where to start, to be honest. Response 12. All of the above. Response 13. I believe it has to be all of these. You cannot take just one, or two, and have it make sense. It isn't just one of these elements that adds to belief the real presence, it's all in conjunction. It cannot be done even halfway. If you eliminate any one of these, then the Lord doesn't receive his right reverence and the laity are not properly cared for by their bishops. Response 14. Encourage the widespread offering of the Latin Mass, which embodies many of the behaviors consistent with the real presence. Response 15. Challenge parents to step up to their responsibility. Response 16. Catechize the faithful, with JOY. Response 17. Catechize the clergy about nature of Mass, and impose ad-oriented. Response 18. God's glory is present in so many situations and denominations outside of the Catholic Church. Catholics are completely asleep that there is a great awakening to corruption going on. God is talking through prophets in other churches. You want to know about the real presence? Find someone who has good communication with God. They are likely not Catholic. I seldom go to Mass because I seek God's glory elsewhere. Catholicism has been inhabited by the evil spirit of religion for more than 500 years. Response 19. All of the above. Response 20. All of the above. Response 21. Multifaceted. Not one answer. Ministers need to go, priests need to show reverence for Jesus in Eucharist. Response 22. I feel that, catechize the faithful, would have to include all the other item lists above. Response 23. All of the above would be beneficial. Response 24. Teach truth as it was given to us by Christ. Response 25. Honestly, all of the above must happen. Response 26. End the sexual abuse by priests. I have very little respect for a priest until I get to know them. Response 27. Take away all novice ordo heretical / schismatic masses and have only pre-55 traditional Latin masses that are not in communion with the heretic Bergoglio. Response 28. All of the above. Response 29. Better training of priests. Currently, most diocesan priests don't believe in confession, the real presence, sin. Response 30. Include in the catechizing the promotion of such books as A Cardiologist Examines Jesus, The Stunning Science Behind Eucharistic Miracles, by Dr. Franco Serafini. Response 31. Communion kneeling and priest celebrating Mass ad orientem. Response 32. Promote the sacrament of confession as necessary before receiving the Eucharist. Response 33. Expand access to the Tridentine liturgy, which emphasizes reverence, transcendence, and Christ as being forever a victim of sacrifice on our behalf. Response 34. We've done a lot of damage to our church with weak bishops and priests, Pope. Double messages, cover-ups, more concern about not offending the congregation than speaking clear truths. Is it any surprise that we are going the way of Protestants? Our Response 35. In my previous comment, greater education on Mass. Response 36. This is difficult. Return to kneelers with catechist would lessen extraordinary ministers, etc. Response 37. Only consecrated hands should touch the most blessed sacrament. Response 38. All of the above. Response 39. Witness, catechize and opportunities to meet Jesus in the Eucharist. Response 40. Catechizing priests and the faithful would drive them to receiving on the tongue and naturally eliminate EMHCs while encouraging greater reverence. Response 41. Preach on worthy reception, mortal sin, confession and three-hour fast. Response 42. Promote adoration and do so by their own witness. Response 43. Facilitate encounters with the living God through ACTS, Cursillo, CRHP, etc. and provide opportunities to foster and teach personal prayer, it's at home and in adoration. Add perpetual adoration chapels. That's where I fell in love with Jesus. Response 44. I liked the railing where you were kneeling. I know this would be difficult to do. Response 45. All of them, but the faithful need to be catechized. During homilies, etc. Response 46. All of the above. Response 47. Receiving on the tongue with altar rails and cutting out extraordinary ministers. Response 48. More education about the Mass and the Eucharist. Response 49. Allow and encourage the traditional Latin Mass. This setting organically provides many of, not just one of, these options listed. But of those listed above, kneeling and receiving on the tongue communicates intuitively to the soul the reality of the grandeur of what they are participating in. Response 50. All of the above. Response 51. All of the above. Response 52. Two are required. Receive kneeling on the tongue only from priest or deacon. Response 53. Bring back the Latin Mass. Our pastor started to celebrate, but Pope shut it down. Response 54. Honestly, all of these, and continue to repeat them all. Response 55. Dressing modestly and remembering that you are at a wedding banquet. Response 56. I would say the reception of the Eucharist in general needs to be re-reformed. No EMHCs, receive while kneeling and on the tongue. How do you choose just one when they all go together? Response 57. Realize what has happened since V2 and defend authentic Holy Mother Church and her lambs, as you are supposed to. Response 58. Mandate the reception of Holy Communion kneeling on the tongue, not just encourage. Response 59. Establish the traditional Latin Mass universally. Response 60. Bishops need to do all the above. Response 61. Proper catechesis would eliminate essentially all of the issues pertaining to irreverence towards and abuse of the Holy Eucharist. If only it were emphasized and everyone understood that they are indeed receiving our Lord in the Holy Eucharist, all would kneel, receive on the tongue via consecrated hands, and would attend Eucharistic processions and Mass as often as possible. Response 62. Offer the traditional Latin Mass. Response 63. Offering the traditional Latin Mass at your parishes throughout the diocese. Response 64. It has to be all of the above. Response 65. All of the above. Response 60. Add Oriental emphasis that liturgy is about the worship and adoration of God, not geared toward the priest or the people. Response 68. While all of the above items are important and needed, the crucial thing that needs to change is that the NO rite needs to be abandoned in favor of the usus antiquior. Bishops should do everything they possibly can to nurture the availability of traditional masses in their diocese. Response 69. However, each of these points are extremely important and need to be addressed. Response 70. A combination of eliminating imak completely, offering reception while kneeling and on the tongue, and catechized the faithful. It has to be a combination. One thing alone isn't going to fix this issue. Response 71. All of the above. Response 72. All of the above. Response 73. Stop being weirdos and restore the married presbyterate. Response 74. Get rid of the novice ordo created by Protestants in league with Freemasonic clergy. Response 75. Eliminate receiving the Eucharist in the hand and extraordinary ministers from distributing unless actually necessary. Response 76. Emphasize finding Christ in both neighbor and sacrament. Serving the poor. Abandon their silly culture wars. Response 77. Too difficult to pick one. Withhold the Eucharist from public officials who obstinately reject Catholic teaching, to bring awareness to more people and absolutely eliminate extraordinary ministers. Response 78. All of the above. Response 79. All of the above. Response 80. Ensure that the clergy always model proper reverence. Response 81. Allow the uninhibited use of traditional Latin Mass, as many of the remedies are encapsulated under this solution. Response 82. Please see my previous words. Response 83. Care for our LGBTQ brothers and sisters better. Response 84. Ad orientem novus ordo mass. Response 85. Teach God's truth, tell the truth and practice the truth. Response 86. All of the above. Response 87. Have the tabernacle front and center where it is supposed to be. In some churches, you need a GPS to find it. Response 88. All of the above apply. Response 89. Change frequency of confession/penance recommendation to twice a month or monthly. Response 90. Discontinue the novice ordo and return to the 1954 missal. Response 91. Allow the TLM in all parishes. Response 92. Celebrate and encourage the traditional Latin Mass. Response 93. To exhort one cardinal to say that the Pope is dead. Response 94. Restore the 54. Response 95. Be totally Catholic. Response 96. Seminary training. Response 97. Publicly renounce heresies. Response 98. Emphasize the importance of making a proper confession prior to reception of Holy Communion. Response 99. These recommendations can't be separated from one another. They must go hand in hand in order to be successful. Response 100. Each one imperative to this issue. It's all of the above. Response 101. Talk about the real presence often. Response 102. Put the tabernacle in the center of every Catholic church in this country and have the priests say Mass facing our Lord. Let our priests be shepherds leading their flock by example, not sitting high up in the center themselves. It's a travesty that in many churches you have to search for the tabernacle. If the Eucharist is the source and summit of our faith, why is he pushed off to the side in so many churches? Response 103. Priests should not just be men, open to all qualified and educated. Church should not harbor and protect those who molest. No more forced group sleepovers confirmation. CCD should families not kids only. Response 104. Catechize and withhold from public officials who reject true teaching. Response 105. All of the above, all equal importance and crucial to this topic. Response 106. All answers above should be allowed, as they are all completely true. Response 108. Improve the way the liturgy is practiced. The atmosphere of mysticism and transcendence is critical in indicating to a person that the Mass really is heaven on earth. More Latin, incense, sanctus bells, theologically accurate music, etc. Response 109. I humbly request that the bishops promote and expand the use of the extraordinary form of the Roman Rite. Response 110. I would ban communion in the hand. Response 111. All of the above. Response 112. There's quite a few churches I've seen that don't even have kneelers. People need to know the importance of kneeling for our Lord as a reminder that is God and He lives in and through the Eucharist. People need to kneel when taking the Eucharist and by tongue. Response 113. Expand traditional Latin Mass. Response 114. Offer one Mass on Sunday mornings where a kneeler is available, next to the priest, for parishioners to receive Holy Communion on their knees and on their tongue, with a paten, actions convey more than encouragements. Response 115. Return to the ancient liturgy and let God work in us. Response 116. All of the above are needed. Response 117. All of the above I can't choose only one. Response 118. Change nothing. Response 119. Catechize the faithful in ways that they can remember, are easy to digest, are free, and freely available. It should not cost money or be hard to discover the truth that has been freely given to us. Response 120. We need stronger leaders that preach the faith, not cancel holy priests trying to do that. Response 121. Embrace the faithful who love the Latin Mass instead of making them third-class citizens or nagging and hurting them, tempting them to leave for schismatic groups. Encourage more reverence from availability of more extraordinary form of the Roman Rite Masses as Pope Benedict outlined in 2007, Bishop stop the unfair, heartbreaking and demoralizing treatment of faithful ESP, young Catholics who love the old rite. It seems antipastoral. Enough with the lame, cringy modern church music and decor. We need beauty in church music and churches. Apologize for locking the faithful out during COVID. Response 122. Talk about current events and how Catholics deal with it. Talk about spirituality. Response 123. Promote a greater awareness of the supernatural. Response 124. Invite to have a relationship with Jesus. Response 125. All of the above. Response 126. Removing homosexuals and other heretics from the clergy. Response 127. Get rid of extraordinary ministers and encourage receiving on the tongue and kneeling. Response 128. All of the above is needed. Response 129. All of the above. Response 130. Fire bad bishops. That would be most of them. Response 131. Combination of the second and third one above as part of the catechesis. Third one should focus on prayer of thanksgiving after reception. Response 132. Return the NO to a more TLM Mass. More Latin bring back at least one half of the prayers 1962 removed. Turn ad oriental retrain the irreverent priests. No lay people or woman on altar. Enforce modest dress. Response 133. Show more events about the miracles of the Eucharist. Such as the Fest Carlo Arcturus poster display. Response 134. All of the above. Response 135. And eliminate communion in hand. Response 136. Pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the laity. They need to be called back and encounter Christ themselves. Response 137. The priests and bishops must show deep reverence for our Lord during the Eucharistic liturgy, the presentation of the Holy Eucharist and post-communion. So many previous cut short the liturgy, rush through it, do not raise the host or the communion up to heaven, the deacons don't kneel, deacon, priest, Eucharistic ministers don't know where to bow when on the altar each of them bowing in different directions. When cleaning and purifying the holy vessels it's rushed and chaotic. Sometimes an announcement is made for an additional collection just before or immediately following Holy Communion. No prayers are ever said post-communion. It's a circus. Clearly there's a huge problem with lack of belief among the clergy. The shepherd's casual disrespect of our Lord transmits to the faithful. Recatechize. Response 138. All of the above and education is the key. Response 139. Teaching congregation about the Mass and how to use proper posture throughout the Mass. Response 140. All of the above. Response 141. Get rid of the Mass of Paul VI and all the sanctuaries built to accommodate it. Response 142. Encourage your flock to attend the Latin Mass. Response 143. Stop protecting child predators and encourage reverence for the Eucharist. Response 144. Change the liturgy of the Eucharist back to Latin. Response 145. Celebrate Latin Mass without any noise on weekdays. Mary sat at Jesus' feet listening to him. The world is noisy and people have become bad listeners. Response 146. Traditional churches and format appeals to us. Response 147. Emphasis at the early age in catechism classes needs to be every year, not just once. Response 148. Make the traditional Latin Mass more widely available. Response 149. I cannot pick one, all of the above. Response 150. All of the above. Response 151. Restore Latin Mass and receive the Eucharist in tongue while kneeling. Response 152. Living it more deeply himself. Holiness is attractive and believable. Response 153. All of the above. Response 154. All of the above. Response 155. Ad orientem. Response 156. All of the above plus TLM. Response 157. All of the above. Response 158. All of the above are necessary. Response 159. Get rid of so-called Eucharistic ministers, female altar, boys, and female lectures. Response 160. Teach them about Eucharistic miracles. Response 161. All the above. Response 162. Return to the Vetus Ordo Mass. Take Summarum Pontificum seriously. Response 163. Prohibit reception in the hands. It is sacrilegious and always results in particles getting trampled. About 1 out of every 7 hand distributions leaves a macroscopic particle behind in the recipient's hands, which then falls when they lower their hands. Response 164. All of the above, but especially exposure to the traditional Latin Mass. Response 165. All of the above are of great necessity. Response 166. All of the above. Response 167. All of the above. But organize on going private and public prayers of petition for this cause. Prayer is the answer to everything. Response 168. Include in homilies examples from lives of saints, ancient and new, examples of Eucharistic devotion and/or miracles. Response 169. Rid the church of architecture and art that work against a sense of the sacred. De-emphasize social events and re-emphasize spiritual events. Teach priests in formation how to preach intelligently, cogently, and with emphasis on an explanation of dogma. Response 170. Promote the traditional Latin Mass everywhere and offer it themselves publicly. Response 171. All of the above. Response 172. Increase Catholic social teaching efforts. Response 173. I choose number 1, encouraging the practice of receiving the Eucharist on the tongue while kneeling, but I don't know if I can add anything extra in any of the other questions, so I'm adding it here. I don't go to Mass etc. because of my health. If I could, I would go as often as possible, and the same for you. Allow and promote the Tridentine Mass. Response 180. Return to the traditional Latin Mass. Response 181. No one of these can do it. 1-4 are all important. My area is rich in 5. 6 alone would be misunderstood. Response 182. Ensure that the priests actually believe in the real presence and prove it in their homilies and behavior. Response 183. All of the above, with equal and unreserved attention. Response 184. Live out the change I specified earlier is the biggest. Professions and adoration also would help, in my opinion. Response 185. All of the above are imperative to improve belief in the real presence. Response 186. Move tabernacle to center of celebration, replace altar crucifix, celebrate ad oriental, encourage reception on tongue, kneeling. Response 187. All of the above. Response 188. All of the above. Response 189. All the above. Response 190. Traditional Latin Mass accomplishes all the above. Response 191. All of the above are very important. Response 192. All of the above. Response 193. All of the above. Response 194. I choose all of these, but I know I can only pick one. Response 195. Return to the Roman Rite instead of the New Rite. Response 196. Catechize the faithful plus encourage greater reverence. Response 197. I'm offended by the solutions you propose in this survey. They are short-sighted and would be a superficial response to a very complex problem. Response 198. Priests modeling greater reverence for the Eucharist. Response 199. Abolish the new Mass completely. Response 200. Live your full faith, including all of the above, where your people can see you. Stay out in your parishes and celebrate without extraordinary ministers. Allow me to teach the first communicants to receive kneeling rather than require them to take him standing in the hand. Lead a proper benediction rather than permit parishes to have an extraordinary minister plop him in the monstrance and unceremoniously back into the tabernacle at the end of the obligatory hour of adoration in the middle of the work day when most parishioners cannot attend, open your churches so at least one church within a 30-minute drive is open at least 24 hours a day. Call on the people, and your pastors, to make it happen. Call on them again until we do. Dying on Calvary for our sins was willed by the Father, neglecting/abusing Him now is not. Response 201. Terminate the so-called novice ordo with extreme prejudice. Response 202. All of the above. But if pressed for one, eliminate extraordinary ministers and the practice of communion in the hand. Response 203. Restore the Mass of the Ages and send the novice ordo to the dustbin of history. Response 204. Get rid of Bishop Malley, who is canceling good holy priests for his own agenda. Response 205. All need to be done. Mostly importantly, Holy Vatican officials need to be an example. When people leave, they always tell me it's because of clergy and the Pope. Response 206. The whole ethos of the NO must be abolished if there is any hope of saving the Church. The Anglican Communion service must go. Response 207. All of the above are needed because it has gotten so far out of control. Response 208. I checked other because I could only check one. My number one recommendation is both receiving on the tongue while kneeling, and eliminating extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion. Response 209. I have to say both the first and last suggestion. Receive communion on the tongue and kneeling and eliminate Eucharistic ministers. To me they are equally important. Response 210. All the above equally. Response 211. All of the above. Response 212. Get the Holy Eucharist out of the unconsecrated hands of the laity. Response 213. All of the above plus promulgate the Latin Mass. Response 217. Homilies that actually relate to the lay Catholics' lives. Actually explaining the reasoning and meaning of the real presence. Response 218. Stop considering that the Eucharist is a prize for the pure. Response 219. All of the above. Response 220. All of these exist only in the novice ordo, so abolishing that would be my number one recommendation. Response 221. Bishops should preach and teach this frequently, model reverence and demand it from priests, and show in their own behavior that they believe, no lockdowns, refusal of communion to pro-abort politicians, etc. Response 222. Behave before, during, and after Mass as if you are in the presence of the King of the Universe. Response 223. Add a public profession of Eucharist faith to the order of the Mass, like that said in the Byzantine Church. Make the laity say that they know and understand what the Eucharist is every time they receive it. Response 224. All of the above. Response 225. All are important, can't just pick one. Response 226. Add Oriental worship is a must. Response 227. Eliminate Eucharistic ministers, communion kneeling and on tongue, confessions before Holy Mass, teach what a sacrilege is, the Eucharist received in mortal sin/sacrilege is a major issue. Response 228. That our priests would always reflect and be a witness to the truth of what is happening at the holy sacrifice of the Mass. What taught me most deeply about the real presence was attending the holy sacrifice of the Mass, where a holy, devout, and orthodox priest who reflected by his manner and actions the reality of the real presence. May God bless and sanctify our priests. Response 229. The clergy in general need to demonstrate reverence for the Eucharist in all things in which their influence is evident, in order to set an example for others that they believe in the real presence themselves. All of the things listed are highly important, but none are as important as publicly leading by example. Response 230. Increase the number of traditional Latin Masses. Response 231. Teaching from the pulpit isn't enough, people's eyes glaze over. Shake up the people and start everyone talking by eliminating EMHC and telling people to receive in the tongue while kneeling. Both simultaneously will cause a shift in routine and start the conversation. Otherwise, people's will continue on as they are because it's good enough. Response 232. I feel that it should be a combination of all, beginning with education. However, as the saying goes, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. Going back to kneeling at the altar and receiving on the tongue might get to point across. Response 233. The greatest contagion to belief in the real presence is a holy priest who so deeply believes in the real presence himself that he can't help but show it. Period. Nuns and priests who share their own genuine belief teach by example. My pastor shares home traditions with us that helps families practice the faith at home. We need that kind of exemplary example to foster our families. Response 234. All of the above, I do not believe there's one quick answer. Response 235. Reminding the faithful that the Mass is worshiping God, not ourselves. Celebrate Ad Orientem and sing the Mass itself instead of honey homocentric pop songs that make us feel good about ourselves. Emphasize the Mass as our participation in the work of Christ on our behalf instead of what we do. Stop trying to make people feel good about themselves and worry more about saving their souls. Response 236. I believe both option 2, catechize the faithful, option 3, greater reverence for Eucharist, and option 6, eliminate extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion, as this is often abused and misused. I have witnessed there being ADM for a small parish. This is not acceptable. We need to be discouraging clapping during Mass and limit all the announcements during NO Mass. Response 237. All choices would be good, but the most important thing is to bring back a sense of mystery around the altar. Our priests, deacons, and servers must behave as if what's happening there is real. Lex credendi, lex orandi. Response 238. I want two of these as best, receive kneeling and acts the extraordinary, which have become far too ordinary, ministers. Response 239. More education on the Eucharist so that parishioners may have a deeper understanding of Christ's presence. Response 240. Really specify what harms and sins merit abstaining from the Eucharist. Response 241. Catechize them in how the Old Testament foreshadows the Eucharist as well. Response 242. Allow other faiths to receive. Response 243. All of the above up arrow. Response 244. I'm military and I've seen time and again how what leadership treats as important, not just in word but in deed, sets the tone for everyone else. Response 245. Bringing back the TLM would take care of all those issues, because they're all important and would make a difference. Response 246. All of the above, without exception. Response 247. All of the above. Response 248. End the sexual revolution's influence on the Mass. The Novus Ordo as prescribed by Vatican II is a profound Mass. Response 249. Getting rid of a morally corrupt episcopate that are poisoning the faith. Response 250. Encourage, or at least don't discourage, Ad Orientem in the Novus Ordo. Response 251. The restoration of the traditional Latin Mass, and please bring back altar rails and receiving on the tongue while kneeling. Response 252. Offer adoration, teach on its value, encourage frequent confession, teach the truth even when unpopular. Response 253. Every church should have an adoration chapel open 24/7. Response 254. Make the TLM mandatory and forbid the new order. Response 255. Build more and preserve glorious Catholic spaces. The Hollywood Monastery closed in the last year for no real reason. Beautiful Catholic spaces remind people how sacred our religion is and inspires the masses. Many churches look like conference rooms. Los Angeles is a very large city but has few, if any, Latin Mass offerings. I am interested in the Monastery of the Angels reopening and becoming a place that the public is invited to. Many tried to support it, and it's disheartening that it closed with no true explanation why Catholics would give up such a location. Response 256. End the Novus Ordo immediately, mandating all priests to exclusively offer the true Roman Mass. Response 257. All of the above plus, would recommend reaching out to the Society of St. Pius X and other traditional communities to round out your coalition. Though there are a great many leaders on your team, there is a traditional hole that really needs to be filled. Response 258. Eliminate the Novus Ordo. Response 259. Response 260. All of the above are major in my opinion. Doesn't our Lord merit everything we could possibly do and infinitely more? Yes. Response 261. I wanted to choose two. I think reminding the faithful communion does not absolve mortal sins. There's a stark contrast in reverent parishes to non-reverent parishes. In reverent parishes, it's about a 70-30 split of those who receive and those who don't. In non-reverent parishes, basically 99% of people receive. Response 262. All of the above. Response 263. Sprinkles in more Latin, encourage partaking in the Blessed Sacrament while kneeling, and tongue, and encourage more revenant music. I attended a Novus Ordo Mass where they used a kazoo and played a jazzy song, which was completely inappropriate. Response 264. All of the above. Response 265. Add Oriental Mass towards the tabernacle containing His body, blood, soul, and divinity. It is assumed in the Novus Ordo rubrics and taught by the saints and the tradition of the Church. Face God. Hard to say, my girlfriend talked to me of attending Mass, Holy Days obligation, my grandmother, 104, told me to go to confession. We need to somehow get people to Mass. I like lay people involvement. Response 267. Priests and deacons should act more reverently. All else will follow. Response 268. Receiving kneeling and on tongue, no Eucharistic ministers. Response 269. All of the above and more. Response 270. Return to the Tridentine Mass and fire Bergoglio. Response 271. Return exclusively to the Latin Mass. Response 272. Combination of receiving from a priest only and on the tongue while kneeling. Response 273. Force reception of kneeling on the tongue with a paten. Response 274. Publicize the lab tests that confirm the Eucharist is made of living human heart cells. This is what convinced me completely. Response 275. I can't suggest just one of these. It would create cognitive dissonance and incoherence to increase Eucharistic events but do nothing about communion rails/communion in the hand. The Church must courageously identify and address the root causes of the decline in belief in the real presence. The Church is in crisis, and the response should be comprehensive and robust, almost like that of doctors responding to a heart attack by addressing all aspects of the issue. Our souls are eternal and we depend on the Eucharist. We must approach the source and summit of our faith with a strong, bold, and holistic solution. Response 276. Restore the law of the Church to receive on the tongue and the stress the importance of receiving worthily. Response 277. I would say without a doubt that reintroducing kneeling and receiving on tongue exclusively from the priest is number one. It completely changed my reverence when I started attending TLM. Sorry, but it's a fact. Never receiving from a lay person again. It's way too casual and, to be frank, disrespectful, for lack of better terms, toward our Lord. People are so ignorant that it's God because we act like a Protestant church in many ways. We're not supposed to fit in, we're supposed to stand out. Period. Response 278. Promote the Latin Mass as the only Mass. Response 279. Actually, all of the above are most important. Response 280. Return to the TLM, which will reduce, if not resolve, all of these problems. The Mass is a form of catechism. Lex orandi, lex credendi. Response 281. More silence. Response 282. And receive kneeling on the tongue. Equally important. Response 283. Encouraging reverence sets the tone, but it goes to formation. What is God's divine plan? We need to hear priests guide us about modesty, offering our little sacrifices, fasting and praying more often, and not approving things that outside of God's plan, like separation in marriage, watching inappropriate media, etc. We need to get back to basics or we will lose more generations of Catholics. Priests meeting with groups of women, men, youth girls, youth boys, and children to encourage them in their walk. Priests should support homeschooling groups and schools that do not compromise on the beliefs of the faith, including in hiring teachers that abide by the creed. Response 284. Most of the above. Response 285. Ad orientem and re-emphasis on sacrifice. Response 286. Focus the youth that no longer attend but are of Catholic families. Response 287. All of the above. Response 288. Restoration and promotion of the Tridentine Mass, which encompasses all of these things within itself. Response 289. All of the above. Response 290. Returning to Latin prayers in order to unify all Catholics across all languages and nationalities. As well as overt and official recognition of Eucharistic miracles. Response 291. Put the tabernacle back on the main altar. Response 292. All of the above. Response 293. Both kneeling and on the tongue and eliminate extraordinary ministers. The novice ordo is invalid. Response 297. All of the above. Response 298. Restore the traditional Latin Mass. Response 299. Laicize the priests who are practicing perversions. Response 300. Prosecute the sexual deviants. Response 301. All of the above. Response 302. Too many of these items need another to substantiate them. Response 303. TLM only. Ignore Bergoglio the heretic. Response 304. All of the above. Response 305. The environment of the church. Return of altar rails, traditional art and architecture, move the Eucharist into a place of prominence. Response 306. Restore the traditional Latin Mass and phase out the new Mass. Response 307. Selecting one recommendation is a joke, when so many flaws since Vat II have caused the havoc that exists at Mass at present. Response 308. I support recommendations 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Response 309. I seldom attend because of churches being closed from COVID. Making appointments is ridiculous and a big turnoff. May as well shut down all churches for good. Response 310. Personal sanctification through the Mass/Holy Eucharist. Response 311. All of the above. Jesus is worth it. Response 312. All of the above. Remove the homosexual predators from the seminaries and get back to the priesthood as Jesus commissioned it to be. Response 313. The promulgation of the TLM and the end of the Novus Ordo liturgy. Response 314. Educate us what sins are mortal, that they needed to be confessed before receiving communion or you are committing sacrilege, and that you must confess all mortal sins or you are committing blasphemy. Especially those who have sex outside of marriage or are using contraception. Offer NFP classes or promote apps for it. Response 315. All of these immediately. Response 316. Bringing back receiving Holy Communion at altar rails and using this change as an opportunity to educate on God's dignity and the dignity of the human person, i.e. the Eucharist is Jesus/God, and in that sacred moment He is coming to unite with us body, blood, soul, and divinity, etc. Response 317. Connect scripture, tradition, and worship to evangelization, charity, and justice. Response 318. All of the above, but the combination of reverence and withholding from public officials are the top two in my opinion. Response 319. Teach the congregation about Eucharistic miracles. Response 320. Clergy needs to act as if they believe. Response 321. All of the above are necessary. You can just pick one of them. They are all important. Response 322. Offer more confession. Response 323. All of the above. Response 324. All of the above statements. Response 325. All of the above. Response 326. These are equally important. Response 327. Teach while increasing times for adoration, be an example of devotion. Response 328. Catechize the faithful and withhold the Eucharist from public officials who obstinately reject Catholic teaching. Response 329. A generous time of silence after reception of the Eucharist. Response 330. Sexual abuse by priests, terrible RCIA in most Catholic parishes, Rome corruption, a non-Catholic pope. I could go on. Response 331. All of the above. Response 332. Invite people to respond to the gospel and then catechize them in stages. Response 333. All of the above. Response 334. Better catechesis and altar rails to receive kneeling and receiving on tongue go hand in hand. You have to understand why you're doing something, or at the very least it helps. Response 335. Return to tradition and work from there. Please, we need you. Many of us are willing to travel 4 hours for a Mass as we truly believe in our faith, and we know that our priests are true shepherds, but such priests are either overworked and cannot perform to their best, or they just aren't there. But we are being failed by the Church. Response 343. Return to the Tridentine Mass. Response 344. All of above. Response 345. Catechize about reverence in dress, genuflecting, worthy reception, including withholding communion from those who publicly reject Catholic teaching. Response 346. All the above. Response 347. Bring people to a close relationship to Christ, which can illuminate everything in regards to catechizing. Response 348. All the above are number one. Nothing else matters. Response 349. Per Council of Trent, only a priest with consecrated fingers is supposed to ever touch the Eucharist. A deacon only in an emergency. Response 350. All of the above. Response 351. All of the above. Response 352. They should have the humility to admit that after all these 50-plus years, the fruits of Vatican II have contributed to the lack of belief in the presence of our blessed Lord in the Eucharist. Once and for all, eliminate extraordinary ministers of the Holy Communion, whose hands are unconsecrated. Many NO Catholics attend the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass only on Sundays, and yet they do not even have the privilege of receiving communion from their own priest. Why would they believe then, that any layperson should be given such an honor? Response 353. Eliminate contemporary music that has a deadly secularizing effect on the Mass, replace it with genuine traditional Catholic chant in the vernacular or Latin or a mixture. Invest in educating music directors, pay they a reasonable salary, and treat them as respected members of parish lay ministry, no more ignorant incompetent volunteers who scratch and hammer at the piano. Sorry about the rant, but earplugs would be a great worship aid. Response 354. All of the above. Response 355. Eliminate anyone with non-consecrated hands to administer Holy Communion. Response 356. All of the above. Response 357. All of these are critical. Response 358. There should have a year highlighting the sacrament of confession prior to the year of the Eucharist. If so many are okay with using contraception or missing Mass on Sundays, etc., our lives must be right with God first. Response 359. Reverence, catechize, Eucharistic events, withhold the Eucharist from anyone who rejects the Catholic teaching. Response 360. Universally restore the TLM. Response 361. Exclusively offer the traditional Latin Mass. Response 362. Greater, much greater, availability of the TLM. Response 363. Bring back the Tridentine Rite. Response 364. Return to the Tridentine Mass exclusively. Response 365. Quit being milquetoast during the homily. Speak about the evil we are confronting in our culture. Response 366. Education on transubstantiation and kneeling while receiving the Holy Eucharist on the tongue by clergy only. Response 367. Go back to before V2, better yet go back to the Council of Trent. Response 368. All of them, in addition to allowing the Latin Masses to grow unrestricted. They should be granted when there is the first request. Response 369. Flood the news with the scientific evidence of Eucharistic miracles. People just don't know about them. Response 370. Remove all restrictions on the Latin Mass. Response 371. Restore the Tridentine Latin Mass to every parish. Response 372. All of the above. Response 373. Second, and very close, is withholding the Eucharist from public officials who openly reject church teaching. Response 374. The way the priest hand. Restore TLM and traditional calendar at every parish, retire NOM. Response 379. Repent of sin and wickedness and be shepherds as Jesus taught. Response 380. Promote the Mass young families love, the traditional Latin Mass. Response 381. I feel that catechization and encouraging reverence would go hand in hand. Response 382. Teach the Orthodox Catholic faith instead of the modernism that you bishops have been teaching for years. Response 383. There isn't one thing that needs to be prioritized over another. This is like looking at a quadruple amputee and asking which limb to reattach first. Response 384. All of the above except the last, but only use them for major events or at gigantic parishes, and with the realization that diplomacy doesn't always make withholding the Eucharist to certain public officials possible. Response 385. Do all of the above. Response 386. Return to Latin traditional Mass. Response 387. Making missionary disciples, book, build Catholic community, teach others about the faith, send them to build up their own disciples. Young people just aren't interested in the Mass, unless they had an encounter. Many young people fall away. I'd honestly recommend having focus at more parishes. I believe in it 100%, they do great work. Response 388. Emphasis on confession, plus Eucharistic reception on the tongue. Response 389. I'm a trad cat and all of the above are performed in my church.